This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back. 5 o'clock, happy hour time. Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Odyssey Palace Studios. Bottom of the hour, we announce today's biggest fan. Stick around for that. Chance for somebody else to qualify for the Odyssey Suite. 20 tickets to go see a Padre game with all your friends later this season. If you haven't registered your name yet, there's still time. Go to 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Two quick things, and then back to your big five, Scrabe. You asked earlier about the MLS and the, you know, San Diego FC. They start this Sunday against the Galaxy. I finally found their whole season schedule. It took me a little while. They have 34 matches between now and mid-October. So there's pretty much a game every weekend. But not a whole lot more than that. I think that it looks like there's one Wednesday game in here, maybe two. So
yeah, it's usually once a week.
Right. There's going to be a lot of time between games. So they're going to have to do, you know, a pretty good job to make sure that we don't forget about them from week to week. They certainly don't have NFL-type coverage for MLS in this country. The other thing that, you know, I'm worried about, and I'm looking at this, and I don't know, do they have a local TV contract anywhere?
No, they can't. No.
They can't.
Yeah. Because they're on APL.
Because they're on APL.
Can't with you.
And that's funny, but
that's
true.
That's what he said.
I did. Because I'm looking at this and it says every one of their matches this year is on MLS Season Pass. And I go back to what I said before. MLS Season Pass is not normally a thing non-soccer fans will subscribe to. Uh-huh. Soccer fans will, but they've already got the soccer fans. The question is, how are they going to get the rest of us interested? And that is going to be, you know, I think a challenge for them. If none of their matches are even on TV.
Well, here's
that's hard.
When you say us, you're talking San Diego?
I'm talking the rest of us in San Diego who are not, you know, not necessarily soccer in the community of soccer fans. And I know there are a lot of you out there. So don't tell me I'm saying there's not. No, I know there's a lot of you. And you all probably have MLS season pass. I get that. I'm trying to figure out how the rest of the people
I don't know
get interested.
How can you expect to, like, MLS as a whole, how can you expect to grow your sport when you put it behind a paywall?
I don't know. They
I guess it's with the Padres. I mean, not the Padres only, but baseball is going to a paywall a little bit.
I think we have to start looking at that from a different lens than we've been looking at it, right?
Okay.
I don't think anybody actually has the answer to what you're asking, Scraby. But clearly, MLS has been able to make it work to this point. They've grown.
Yes, they have.
And they were able to put themselves in position to get a big TV deal with someone.
Right.
So, listen, I don't know if that is the long-term answer. I think for now, it works for them. And I just think there's I think all sports leagues right now are trying to figure out exactly how this all works. I know we talked a lot about, and I know we need to get back to the Big Five, but we talked a lot about basketball and it seemingly, you know, going the wrong direction. They just signed a $72 billion deal. So for whatever it may seem like, they got at least however long that deal is to kind of fix it at this point, if there is something really indeed wrong. There may not be. We may just be getting used to what numbers actually look like with streaming, everybody getting away from cable television. I think we're still trying to figure that out, honestly. I think baseball is still trying to figure it out. I mean, the Padres don't even have a local TV.
Not many teams do right now.
I have the solution, Tony.
Give it to me.
No streaming. Put everything back on my cable box.
I would say
we'll
this.
All be able to watch it.
Let me real question: has in your lifespan?
Yes.
Have you ever seen, in terms of like TV and things, have you ever seen it go back one way, or does it just continue to keep?
Oh. Yeah, I've never seen, no.
Never seen it go back.
Kind of like prices, Tony.
They go up.
They don't come back down. No, they don't come back down.
I really wish to see those days that my parents used to tell me about with gas and like,
oh,
we only paid like 75 cents a gallon.
We did. Yeah, I can't
believe
it.
Back in my day.
Can't believe it.
A dime bag was a dime. I don't remember where. Was that half-baked?
I can't remember where that was from either.
You know what? There's one thing about MLS in their whole Apple Pass thing, too, is that they're making you sign up for Apple, and then you have to sign up for MLS.
I think that's how YouTube works with
football.
With football.
Right.
Well, I guess.
But there's still a ton of games available that the rest of us can watch,
no
Tony.
Doubt. Those are on cable.
So I'm going to ask if, you know, I mentioned MLS. There is a game of the week on Fox, apparently. One a week. So hopefully San Diego gets on a couple of those. Otherwise, and unless I go to the match, how am I going to see this team? How am I going to learn about this team?
That is tough. It was really tough, actually.
All right. Let's go back to your Big Five.
All right. We'll go back to mediocrity, everyone. That was high-level talk right there.
That was pretty good. You know.
Pretty good.
You know, teams aren't going to stop, Chris, until they can suck every penny out of us.
I guess.
Now you want to watch your own team play? You got to pay. It's annoying. Speaking of money in sports, we're talking about LIV. In a publication, Money in Sport, didn't even know that was a thing, they reported LIV Golf operated at a huge loss the last couple years. The actual event revenue is up, but on the other side, their legal fees are almost on par with the PGA Tour. PGA Tour apparently spends $18.7 million a year on legal fees, and LIV is starting to creep up there. And with a new tour comes a lot of startup costs, including all those players that you gave big money to. Operating losses for LIV Golf UK grew from $244 million to $394 million in 2023. We don't have the 2024 number, prompting Money in Sport to write, financial losses are, quote, piling up at a staggering rate, necessitating regular injections of new capital by the Saudi PIF, end quote. The Saudi Public Investment Fund, which is backing LIV Golf, continues to invest in the venture. Chris, would you keep pumping money into it?
I wouldn't have pumped the money into it in the first place, frankly.
I didn't know what to ask because I knew what the answer is, but like, don't you have to just spend money to get this thing off the ground?
They always say you have to, it doesn't care, and I don't care what it costs, I care what it makes. But they're not making. And unless they can get some study or some, you know, some sort of data that shows that they're going to eventually turn a profit, I would think eventually these people are going to finally say, no, we have to stop putting money in.
I think it's going to take a lot.
Well, it might, but who could not see this coming? You're giving every athlete in the sport, what was it, $30 million a year?
Even more, maybe,
right?
For some guys.
I mean, how?
They don't really,
Could you expect you're going to make money with that kind of cost, you know, going in?
Because I think that they had the thought process of, if we build it, they will come. And it didn't happen that way.
Hasn't happened
that way.
That way.
Tony?
Yes, sir.
Would you keep pumping money into this?
Absolutely not. But If I had the money that this group seems to have, maybe I would.
Oh, the Saudi Public Investment Fund has an it seems like it has unlimited resources.
It literally seems like that. So, I mean, who am I to say that I wouldn't? Maybe if I had that kind of money, I absolutely would. But I don't know. It seems...
I can't get into Liv. I tried.
I can't get into Liv. I can't get into this virtual golf. Can we unite? Can we get back to uniting? Saul Tiger said something about it the other day.
He did.
Unification.
Phil Mickelson was the one who kind of kicked this all off Greg Norman.
Him and Greg.
Greg Norman was a shark, no pun intended.
He's jumped ship though.
Oh, well, he's jumped the shark?
Has he jumped ship, or they said, hey, man, we need you to fall back?
I think they
told
him to fall back a little bit. I can't remember what I was going to say, but anyway.
I hate when that happens.
I do, too. I just can't get into Live Golf. They need to make it... I don't want the team format. I don't want that. I don't care about the shotgun start. The team format is ridiculous.
Don't know anything about it.
Oh, I was going to say Phil Mickelson. He was the one who started this because he wanted to use a video of his, but the PGA Tour owned it, and they wanted him to pay for one of his shots on the PGA Tour.
I will say, listen, shout out to Phil Mickelson. He's made, forget the Live itself, but PGA Tour has had to make a ton of adjustments just to keep the guys they had. So those guys who stayed in the PGA should be thankful that the Live dudes forced their hand a little bit.
Yeah, some of the players on PGA Tour side are starting to talk about how their start times are ridiculous, which I agree with, because and the slow play is because they have 5.5 hour rounds, because sometimes they're only playing two guys in a group, and if you're playing three guys in a group, it's so much faster than just two guys in a group. Anyway, all right.
Number one.
I don't think we're ever going to forget the scene in last year's Hard Knocks offseason where Joe Shane had a very public conversation from inside the front office, and I think the Giants wish they didn't do that. Now it's being reported that Hard Knocks offseason may be one and done. A Newsday reporter tweeted, quote, "This isn't a definitive report, but in talking to league and media folks this past week, sounds like no team wants anything to do with an offseason Hard Knocks this summer, and it may be one and done," end quote. Giants fans are furious. They think they should force another team to do it and put them on TV and reveal all of their terrible things.
They got to do it, too.
I would like to see how stupid the Dolphins really are.
We already saw it on Hard Knocks, the training camp one. Tony, should the NFL force a team to do this?
I've always, once I saw what unfolded with the Giants, I thought that this was going to be short term. And here's why. It's one thing for the players to be made to look stupid, but it's a whole nother thing for front offices, and in this case, ownership, to also be put on the pedestal.
Yeah, Joe Shane made the mistake, but the owner was sitting right there.
He was right there. Yeah. And there is, I can't imagine the other owners who possibly would have to do this are looking at this like, oh yeah, this is the perfect place for my organization to be at. I don't think anybody wants to have, I think that's as good a TV as it was for us. That was probably pretty embarrassing for the Giants organization to have to.
Embarrassing enough, they kept him.
Well, that's a whole other story there. But to have to not only deal with looking crazy, the guy then went on to win a Super Bowl right in your division.
And the reminder is that the only people that can make a team do it are the owners of the NFL who already make teams do the regular season one. But owners aren't going to put themselves in that position anymore.
I don't think so.
There you go.
I think that's stupid.
I don't disagree.
Go send it to Liam Cohen and the Jaguars. See how great he is because the Jaguars think he's great.
We got to take a break, Scrabe. I don't want to get in trouble. Traffic's coming up. More Gwen and Chris. Fantabulous sports game show is ahead. Don't miss it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was going into the final year of his contract this year, and he's really become the loved, beloved voice of the Padres doing play-by-play on TV, and so I'm happy to announce that we recently entered into a long-term extension with Don, and our hope and expectation is that he's going to continue to be the voice of the Padres until he's no longer a broadcaster, and we'd like to see him end his career here in San Diego.
Shout out to my man,
Big Don.
Donnie O.
Donnie finally threw the line into the water there and came out with a big bag.
He did.
Tony?
He came out with a big bag.
Big bag, yeah. Good for Don.
Sometimes referred to as Dan.
Really?
Yeah, no, we hit him with all kinds of
D-names. You call him Dan Orsillo?
Dan Orsillo, occasionally. Donnie. Donnie O. Happy for him. Don is one of the best in baseball, in my opinion, and certainly deserving of the extension.
I would put him right there, yep. Man. You listen to you hear all the clips every night on ESPN.
Take that, says Manny Machado.
I could listen. You know, that'll give me chills every time. In fact, could you just look it up now?
I know. I'm trying to look it up. But
that moment when Manny Machado homered right after Profar got hit in the Washington game, that's the best minute of broadcasting like ever.
It is. It's pretty
good.
I
love that.
I have to say. Perfect. And give me a second as I find
it. Have you heard it, Tony? You have.
Oh, but of course.
I mean, God, yes. I love that.
I got to watch an ad, though, Chris.
You got an ad? Oh, we got to watch an ad before you can play it.
Yep, before I can play the video. So.
Got to watch an ad, though.
Hey, yeah. It's a short one. I only got 5 seconds until I could skip. So everybody just hold on for a second.
Profar,
we'll wait.
Profar, the whole thing starts. There's a big fight.
Okay, Manny's
big
up.
Big scrum. Manny comes up. First
count.
Pitch.
Okay, now I gotta go click the unmute button. Jeez, YouTube, come on.
That's kind of what you have to do every time you use YouTube. I'm just throwing it out there.
1 hour, one on. And Manny Machado will see if they can make a pay. High drive, deep left field. Winker back at the wall. Take that, says Manny Machado. Profar's fired up, and he should be. They hit him intentionally, and then Manny hits one out of the yard intentionally.
I love it was off McKenzie Gore,
that was
too.
Great.
Yeah, that was
Donio, brilliance. Brilliant. Good job, Don. Good. I'm glad we're going to have him for the rest of
my favorite
time.
Part is getting into the elevator after a game, and if I'm quick enough, I'll get in there with Don, and we'll have a little chat for a
very
second.
Very little. Yes. I walked out with him last year, and I was winded. Because he's going really quick
to his car. Hey, game is done. He's getting out of Dodge.
Don is in the car.
I mean, because otherwise, if you aren't 1 foot out the door, then you're waiting in about an hour traffic.
Yeah, that's it.
No,
that's
true. That
it's a game inside the game.
Why doesn't he just drive his boat?
Pull it up.
Where's he pulling that up to?
To the convention center.
Yeah.
There.
Tie it to the little shady Rady's shell, or whatever it's called.
Walk here to rest it away. Walk to the stadium, rest away.
Well, now the Padres will come get him.
Oh, okay.
Manny will show up in a golf cart.
Did you hear how happy Eric Grubner was to have him? They'll figure out a way to get him to the stadium.
Touche. They very well will.
Yeah.
He's kind of already had some iconic calls in Sea of San Diegans.
Absolutely.
There's been plenty of those.
He's definitely had plenty of iconic calls. More to come, as it sounds like he is going to be here for a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we going here?
We were going to talk, we're going to hear from Eric Grubner on John Seidler and what fans can expect as he takes over.
This, before you play, this was a kind of a when Major League Baseball voted on the chairperson, that was what we thought was a big step. Shortly after that, the Padres were able to kind of make some moves. I don't think that's a coincidence that the chairperson's voted on. Soon thereafter, there's some moves made. Here's Eric Grubner talking about it.
No change. Goal remains the same. You know, we have had a long-term plan that was set years ago that we've been executing against, and that's to put a consistently winning team on the field that's capable of making the playoffs and competing for a World Series championship. John embraces that goal and is going to step into a role as the chairman that's going to continue to lead us towards trying to accomplish that goal and put every resource we have into trying to accomplish that goal. So nothing changes. Our leadership's going to remain the same. You know, we've got a long tenured leadership group here involving AJ, myself. AJ's been here 11 years. I've been here 15 years. You know, Mike Shildt now going into his second year as the manager, but he's been with the organization longer than that in an advisory role. And so we've got a lot of stability as an organization, and that's going to continue, and the goal is going to remain the same.
So there you have it.
It's all I want to hear.
I think that's really all anybody wanted to hear was direction. And chairperson's name, moves are made, and now we get to spring training. And we knew this time was coming where, I mean, at least the last 4 or 5 years I can remember, there's always somebody who addresses. In the past, it had been Peter. Now it seems to be Eric. Last year, I think it was Cosenza.
It was Cosenza, both of them, yeah.
Yeah, and Eric,
yep,
were both up there, yes, last year. So
the two Erics.
Yes. And so Grubner now facing questions and answering some of the questions I think people, you know, had at the time.
I'll tell you one thing. If I ever have to hold a press conference and answer any kind of difficult questions, I'm hiring Eric Grubner to answer them for me. Like I said before,
he's been in this position for a while.
He's
so
on it.
Doesn't he have a law background, right? So he definitely knows how to formulate arguments.
I would think
I
so.
I don't know.
I would think so.
Sounds like it.
Chris says, I don't know.
No, I just say sounds like it. He's on it. I'm impressed. Color me impressed.
Color me impressed.
Well, Scraby, you look like you had something that you're about to mouth something.
No.
Just for those who may be wondering, UConn down 2 with 2 minutes and 50 seconds ago. They were down a lot more.
They were down 15 like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, Dan Hurley started yelling at the refs.
He started getting calls to go his way?
He just got that one to go his way. pass to one of their centers.
Anwan.
No, I don't know if they got an Anwan, but he walked the ball in from about the three-point line without dribbling. I don't know how they didn't call traveling there. 58 all now. UConn has tied it. I was going to bring it up. You know, if UConn loses this game, and now they've tied it, but this would be their sixth loss in 11 games. I don't know where you get to the point of no return where we have to automatically invite them to the NCAA tournament because they won the last two.
Is that a thing? I mean,
no, you don't have to, but I mean, you got to qualify. If you're UConn, you got to do enough to get in the tournament. It's a big game for them. So
it definitely is.
We'll see if they can pull it out. I noticed Florida.
I was just about to say, meanwhile, the Gators are taking care of business right now.
59-35 over the Boomer Sooners. Florida's a legit squad.
Where are you guys at with the Gator Chomp in fan celebrations? I think that might be the best one.
Best one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the best one. Seems uncomfortable. Keep doing that.
It is kind of uncomfortable, and then you're hitting people on the top of the head in front of you. And
seems uncomfortable. I'm for it. Though.
Because the other ones are the TCU frog thing. I don't even know how to do
that's
that.
That's the weakest
one. A lot of teams have that.
Sorry, Brady.
You know
that
what? I hate to tell you, but Colorado State has the Rams with the two. Everybody's trying to do one of these hand signs.
Horns up. Weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
I think the Gator Chomp. And then you got the Chiefs.
Seminoles.
The Braves.
That's also Florida State, I believe.
Yeah.
Since we're just grasping for stuff right now,
clearly.
Can I give a shout out to Stacey Newman's Aztec softball team?
Very good.
Went
team.
To Clearwater, Florida tournament, five games, two ranked opponents, won all five games. They're 8-2. And the last game, they were down four runs, bottom of the last inning. Got three in, and then a walk-off grand slam.
Whoa!
So they're 8-2.
Team's good.
They beat Alabama. They beat Missouri. They lost to Oklahoma.
Oh, take that, SEC.
They lost to Oklahoma in the in extra innings. And Oklahoma's like won 10 straight championships or something? So they've got something going there on that softball team at SDSU. Good luck to those kids. Keep going. Keep going.
Did baseball win yesterday?
Did not see how baseball did. I
know
did,
they were 1-1 going into
I think they
Sunday.
Lost. They were 1-2.
Okay.
But I did give Braden a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
Braden's own team swept the team he announces for.
Yeah.
Four straight for TCU.
TCU won four?
Over USD.
Real quick, you reminded me on shout-out. I met a young man at Costco yesterday. His name is Hawk. He specifically asked for a shout-out. He listens to our show every day. So shout-out to Hawk. Keep working, man. He's a baseball player. Wants to be a big leaguer one day.
Nice.
So keep going, young man. You're on the right path.
Shout out, Hawk.
Hawk.
Let's get to break.
I like that. Is his last name Hawk?
No, that's just he said his name was Hawk. So
hey.
I left it at that.
It's tougher than Matt.
More Quinn and Chris on the other side.
Welcome back. Listen up. Time for our biggest fan announcement. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Rigo Rodriguez.
Rigo, come on down.
Give us a call back within 10 minutes, Rigo. 833-288-0973. If you do it, you'll be qualified for the grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends. A night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game later this season. Remember, the rest of you, register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Rigo, Rod.
Guess who's on the line, Rigo. Guys? Let's talk to Rod for 1 second.
Oh, Rigo's online already?
Yeah, well, he goes by Rod.
Rigo, I'm calling him Rigo.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
You made
Not
it.
Much.
You barely made on? It. You barely made it in the 10 second window there. Good luck. Good congratulations.
That's how tuned in I am, fellas. I love
boy.
You guys.
Locked in.
I knew it. I told
love
the guys
it.
Before we announced it. I said the chat's gonna go crazy. Rod's gonna go crazy. So Rod, you are entered.
Oh,
all right, Rod,
man,
you're in, baby.
I'm numb right now. You guys gotta
well, you gotta win first.
Good luck, sir. I hope you win it.
Hey, Matt, go back into the chat. You'll see that it was kind of manifested in there. So thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Rod. Thanks for always being right great.
You, we appreciate right you, Rod. That boy, right. Rod Rigo, I'll see you on the Rigo chat. Rodriguez with the win today. All right, 5:37 traffic check, and then it's time for our Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Get ready.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. Fantabulous Sports Game Show time. Contestants are in place. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. The rest of you can play along out there, see how well you do on today's category. There are going to be 20 correct answers today. The guys will go back and forth, naming what they hope are correct answers. If they get one wrong, they get a strike. Three strikes, you're out. Or if either of you get to 11 correct answers, you win the game. Oh. Right there.
Okay.
So here we go.
Champ is here, by the way.
Champ is here, according to Scraby. He won the last one.
I can only say it like three times a year, so I'm going to take four.
We're not really sure whether he won the last one or not.
No, the chat said
he says he did. All right.
We'll go with it.
Believe it or not, guys, it's been 15 years now since Kawhi Leonard stepped on campus.
Wow.
And led San Diego State.
Oh, gosh.
To the promised land. Oh, no. Their first ever Sweet 16 happened actually in 2011, so 14, but who's counting? Since then, 2011, the Aztecs have played 20 different teams in an NCAA tournament game.
Oh, my God.
Their record is 13 wins, 10 losses. You don't care about whether they won or lost. You just got to name the 20 teams that they have played since Kawhi got them there in 2011. There are a couple teams they played more than once. You don't get extra credit for those. That's going to be a tough one.
You don't get extra credit.
You do not. No. 1 point for each correct team you can name. The Aztecs have been in 10 of the last 14 NCAA tournaments. They missed in 16, 17, 19, and of course 20, but that was the year they were basically undefeated and COVID ended the season.
So we're just
naming who they played.
It doesn't matter if they win or lose.
Doesn't matter if they won or lost, who have they played? 20 opponents, 20 different opponents over the last 14 NCAA tournaments. Who wants to go first? I'll just let somebody jump in.
It's Tony's choice.
Florida Atlantic is correct. We know that the Aztecs beat them in the Final Four in 2023. Tony's on the board. Scraby, come up with a team that the Aztecs have played in the tourney.
UConn.
Yeah, three times, unfortunately, 0 for 3. It's really depressing.
I was at that game with Kawhi.
The Kawhi one?
With Kemba Walker on UConn.
Kemba Walker drew the technical foul on Jamal Franklin. Yes, I'm still angry. All right, Scraby's on the board. Very good. Tony?
Alabama.
Yeah, they did play Alabama. That was the Chris Ello is a crybaby game. And I don't mind admitting it. About the happiest I've ever been watching a sporting event unfold. All right, 2-1 for Tony. And now Scraby. Name a team the Aztecs have played since the Kawhi days.
One of the most disappointing sports events that we've talked about in our show's history is when the Aztecs played Syracuse and Buddy Boeheim didn't miss anything.
Buddy Boeheim. You know what's funny about that? I looked at all the scores of these games.
Boeheim.
Made everything.
Dog. You know that the final score, they only lost by 16 in that game. It seemed like they lost by 100.
Because he made everything.
If you remember that game.
What was his actual stats, I wonder?
He shot lights out. I remember that.
Yeah, from three. Just ridiculous.
They all did.
All right.
2-2. Syracuse is correct. It's great, as you might have imagined.
Okay.
All right. 16 correct answers left. Some of these are, I think you guys realize, this is a tough category. Who else did they play? Tony.
Is it me?
It is you.
I think they play Charleston.
Nah!
Charleston. First game. of the 2023 run to the finals was a victory over Charleston. Very close game, 63-57. But that got it all started. Yeah, 3-2 for Tony. It's great. Your turn.
I'm going to take the Furminators.
That was the next game.
Furman.
Of the run.
Furman.
I can't stand you.
The Furman Furminators.
That's what they should be.
Well, it's better than what they are. They are the Paladins.
In the world, the Furminators.
I don't know what but I don't know what a Paladin is either.
It's a tortoise, I thought.
Is
baby,
it?
You are a nutcase.
Look up Paladin.
I don't have time.
Okay.
We're tied at 3. Very good. No incorrect answers. 14 left. Tony, give me one.
Come on. We get to wait. So this is
anything from Kawhi forward, 2011 on.
If I'm not mistaken, they beat Temple in that 2011 year.
They sure did. Double overtime. Classic game. Ben Higgins and I were courtside sweating that one out in Arizona.
Wow, that was a good one.
Yeah, very good. Double OT classic win. And to get to this, that was got them to their very first Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They had never been to one before that. Buddy Boeheim made 7 of 10 on threes.
Syracuse seemed like 20.
I know. Syracuse made 15 in all. And again, seemed like 20. Okay, 4-3 for Tony. Scraby?
I believe, did they lose back-to-back years? But I know they lost to Florida Gulf Coast.
They sure did. Florida Gulf Coast.
Just put that one down.
Shock them.
Was it back-to-back years, or was it just one year?
Just 1 year. Okay. 2013 in the second round. And that was they missed that chance, because Florida Gulf Coast was a 15 seed. And I think they beat Georgetown. And now the Aztecs were like, beat them, and you go to the Sweet 16. But they couldn't beat them. Florida Gulf Coast. All right, tied at 4.
Have we said Creighton yet?
Nope, we have now. Creighton is the only other team they played more than once. They lost to them in overtime in 2022 first round, but of course beat them in the famous regional final to get to the Final Four. 5-4 for Tony. Everybody else has just played once. And it's getting tougher and tougher.
I think I've run out of names to put down, but I got some left that I haven't brought up yet.
All right. Scraby, you're down. You guys have named the whole run of 2023, which is understandable that that's the one everybody
this
would
is
remember
my,
the most.
This is my brain's dark spot.
Okay. Mm.
This is when I drank the heaviest.
Oh. What year?
All of them.
All of them? From 2011 on?
From 2011 until 2018.
Oh boy.
All right, I'm gonna go with this one. I think they played in Ivy League. Yale?
Last year they beat Yale.
All right.
And they crushed Yale 85-57 to get to the Sweet 16 last year. Very good.
Zach says he doesn't even know if he can name 20 schools, period.
Zach. 5-5.
Arizona.
Ah! Got him in the Sweet 16.
Got
Arizona.
Him.
No, Arizona got them in the Sweet 16 in 2014. Tough loss at the Arrowhead Pond, or now the Honda Center. Xavier Thames did everything he could do in that game, but Arizona just had a little too much.
Xavier's balling.
He was. 6-5 for Tony.
All right, this is
Scraby, are you guessing now? There's 9 correct answers left.
Yeah, there's. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of teams left.
There's a lot left. Most of them you've heard of, but a couple of them are tricky for sure. Aztec opponents in the NCAA tournament.
All right,
Scraby.
What about Xavier?
No Xaviers. I've not played the Musketeers in the NCAA tournament. Steve Reich won. For Scraby? 9 correct answers left. T-Bone.
I think there's a UAB in there somewhere.
Last year.
Oh, you're right.
First round last
year.
Dang it. 69-65. That was a close game, too. Tight one. Brian Dutcher, company, with the victory. 7-5. Favor of Tony Gwynn Jr. Scraby with only the one strike. But 8 correct answers are left. Boy, they're tough. Now.
Did we see who won the game?
UConn did.
UConn won?
Yep.
Stupid. How much they went by?
3 or 4.
Yeah, I don't think they covered the spread. That's all.
Oh! Sorry.
You got one?
I don't remember the guy's name, but he had one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen in my entire life.
And yes, he did.
He played for Houston.
He did.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Something?
I don't remember. But he hit the game-winning shot,
he did,
too.
And it was a terrible haircut.
They lost 67-65 to Houston, first round 2018. Very good, Scraby.
Thank you.
Keeps you rolling. 7-6. UConn 66. Villanova 59. 7-point final score tonight. All right, Tony, you're up by one. No strikes on you yet.
Have we said NC State yet?
We have not. 2012, that was the next year after they had gone to their first Sweet 16, and they got worked pretty good in that game. NC State was really good, a lot better than everybody thought. I think we were the 6, they were the 11, but it should have been flipped.
Felt like it.
Yeah.
Watching that game.
Yeah, they whipped us good.
How much longer can I?
You're hanging in, Scraby.
Glow in the fact that I'm not going to be a champion much longer.
Yeah, I'm about to walk you down there, sir.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. I have 7 left.
There was something
6 left. Yeah,
there was something in your voice about Xavier that made me want to say the Bearcats of Cincinnati.
Okay. Whatever I was in my voice didn't work for you.
He said, okay.
Yeah, they have not played Cincinnati.
That voice is not going to do it.
6 teams left. Tony with a pretty commanding position.
There's a gigantic one in here that we have not mentioned yet.
A big one, I would say.
The Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah.
I 2015. Don't that.
Really? Well, you were in the middle of
issues. I was probably black passed spots, out yeah. somewhere.
2015. It was a Sunday morning game, Scrape, so there's no way you were awake for it.
No, I hadn't gone to bed yet, is what we're talking about.
They had beaten, they had won the first round that year. I'm not going to say against who because it's still another team, but then Duke was too good for them, obviously. They were the number one seed Duke that year. All right, Scrape, you're still in there, but not by much.
I think I know who they beat that year.
Scrape, you got 5 correct answers left. You need
like
most of them.
One more. Those Midwest teams I'm not thinking of.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is a team up there in that middle of the United States. You ain't thinking of it.
What about Butler?
Butler. Yeah. No go. Never played Butler. Play the Happy Joy Joy music. Tony Gwynn Jr., 9-6 victory.
And now people wonder why I celebrate as much as I do, because it's short-lived.
It's hard for you to win. It's all right.
St. John's, is that who they beat before
Duke? That's
who
they beat before they lost to Duke. There's 4 other teams that they have played that you did not name.
I got one more.
You got one more, all right.
North Dakota State?
Correct.
What?
Beat them in the second round in 2014 to get to the Sweet 16 where they lost to Arizona. The other 3 are all first-round games. 2011, Northern Colorado. That was the first game that Kawhi won. And that was the first NCAA tournament San Diego State ever won. 2013, they beat Oklahoma before losing to Florida Gulf Coast. And in 2014, they won an overtime game over New Mexico State before North Dakota State.
North Dakota.
Very good. Tony Gwynn Jr.
That was pretty
recollection.
Good. That was pretty
Get everybody ready for the tournament.
Yeah, that was fair.
Hopefully you're getting back.
It's a fair topic.
I tell you, that's, you know, I don't know, if they don't make it this year, we're all going to be disappointed, and we should be, but you get to 10 out of 14 tournaments. Don't forget, you're getting there in a conference. It's actually 10 out of 13 because the one year they didn't have it. So they've been to 10 out of 13 tournaments in a conference where you're not guaranteed a berth like all these other conferences.
Yeah.
It's really quite remarkable what Fisher, Dutcher, and those kids have done for now a decade and a half of excellence. Very well done, guys, out there. Because I know we're going to be. I know if they lose this, if they don't quite make it this year, we're going to be, Dutcher did this and that and the other. It's hard to be too, upset at these guys. They've really been good for a long time here. Hopefully they can do it one more time.
Someone on the chat's asking what Tony's record is in the game. And I said probably, not sure, but probably 123-4, maybe.
No, I think I got somewhere around 10 losses.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's got. He probably wins about 5 out of 6, I'd say, on average. Maybe a few more.
It was either the 22 year. One of the years you went
Oh, I was like, I was incredible at this game, and then it went downhill.
No. I wasn't saying.
I was incredible.
One of the years,
2022 is the year you didn't win. Right. Like
you
the
went,
whole year,
you went winless.
We had to wait for the ball to drop in Times Square before you finally got back in the win column.
If someone's saying that you need to find the perfect Scraby category, if you were going to pick a category to fix it for me, what would it be?
I think it would be in the golf department for sure.
Well, Tony beat me at that one time.
He did. I don't remember
what
it was.
It would have to be off sport topic, I think. Somewhere in murder or like...
True crime.
Serial killer.
How about true crime?
Yeah. Horror movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, notorious U.S. criminals who have murdered more than 15 people. Go.
You don't want me to actually start.
That's what I mean. You could win that category.
You don't want
category,
me to actually
sure.
start.
You could win that category, I think.
I think people find me a little weird in that department, but...
In a lot of departments.
Like the psychology of it all.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
It's all very interesting.
Yeah.
You, sir.
Yes. Connecticut, as I said, they closed the game on like a 30-6 run. They were way behind
you
Villanova.
You think that helps Hurley's ego at all?
No kidding. Floating off the court.
I am the greatest coach that ever
I mean,
coached.
Honestly, he's walking. He's being carried off with the fronds and the grapes. That's what he thinks of. I'm pretty sure this guy is annoying.
Do you think the way it wouldn't fly as well? Him talking to an NBA official the way he talks to
That's what
college,
a lot of people are saying, Tony, by
officials.
The way. When they talk Hurley, a lot of the comments are, thank goodness we didn't get him. And it's Laker people saying, that, there's just no way you'd want this guy.
He would have been eaten up by, the energy he gives, there's no way he can sustain that for 82 games.
I don't think you can bring that kind of arrogance into an NBA locker room. These other guys, they all make more money than you do by a mile, and they're, way more... famous and athletic, and Dan Hurley was a piddling player at best at Seton Hall. I'm not giving him any more credit than that.
Can we get a definition breakdown of piddly?
Piddly. Barely could dribble the ball up the floor without help.
Okay.
Tony, what's your quick grade on J.J. Redick's performance so far this year as the head coach of the Lakers?
High marks, I bet.
Say again?
What's your grade, letter grade, for J.J. Redick so far?
High marks.
He's done good.
I love J.J.
And
I
B?
Hate to say it.
A?
B plus.
All right.
B plus.
Lakers are, they're a top six team.
His best coaching tool is that he holds everybody accountable, including Mr. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
I believe he also holds himself accountable.
He does.
Which is a good trait.
I do like that. I do like
to
that.
Have.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
bye,
it's,
Tony.
Tomorrow it's me and Scraby. We wave bye to Tony, but we'll catch up to him somewhere.
I'll miss you guys.
On the way to Peoria or thereabouts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.